Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
At Parker, our purpose is simple. We want to make the world a better place. By working more efficiently, by using more sustainable practices, by developing better technologies, we keep moving forward. With each new idea, innovation, and partnership, we're one step closer to fulfilling our purpose every single day. To find out more, visit parker.com/purpose. Parker, engineering your success.
What is up? Welcome to Bleach Boys. We are back. We did the first 5 episodes of the, would you say, the Ray Guy arc?
I guess what we would call it,
which is kind of exciting because it's an arc that none of us have seen. So yeah, it's our first time seeing it ever, which is kind of cool. Interesting start to the arc, I would say.
It's actually like a knockoff of Rayman. It's so weird.
We were kind of joking as we were watching it. We were like, man, they kind of pulled little bits from all of the movies. And we're like, we're going to make a full arc out of this.
Everyone has amnesia. There's a random character. I'm surprised the Valley of Screams wasn't brought up.
They talked about the Preston's World enough. I thought for sure we were going there.
And then they have Eisen-level characters. Mm-hmm. I was like, okay. Oh,
that's what's always kind of like. So this is following the Bount arc kind of in the ways of it's trying to blend into the canon verse of
things. They bring up Aizen a lot.
So this is like, I guess, I don't know, anime canon. Is that what you would call it? It's anime canon instead of like the Elseworld stuff. And this is one of the times where I feel like it should have been an Elseworld thing.
Oh, really?
Because normally I'm complaining. Like, you know, this is like a damned if you do, damned if you don't for me. Because normally I was like, oh, it's Elseworld and they didn't go far enough. Yeah. But then now they do a canon thing and now they've set up the perfect story where it's like, oh, now we can have all these what-if fights because we basically cloned everybody.
Yeah. Yep.
So we can do these what-if fights and it's going to be fun. And it's like, you should have just gone and for like an Elseworld story at this point.
But I got to say, as weak as like the premise of the story, because we know who the bad guy is like episode
immediately.
One.
Yeah. He smiles.
I don't hate this. Like, I've enjoyed it very much.
Well, because the premise, this is something I've been saying for a while, where this is what they should have been doing with the fillers from the get-go, whereas they should have been taking this opportunity to be like, let's have fights that we wouldn't normally see. Like, and that's what they're doing with this one. For people who maybe don't remember the Ray Guy arc or don't remember like what the setup is, basically there are these things called Ray Guys where they are – I don't understand the exact
almost
explanation.
Almost 100%.
Yeah, they're a way that they have – So I'm trying to figure out how to explain Ray Guy.
Was it mod souls to come into the
soul
society?
So it's basically they've taken like a perfect soul and matched it with a perfect body is what they were saying. Yeah. And then because of that, they're normally used for training in the soul society.
Oh.
So you can fight against like a powerful opponent and they're stronger than what they're based off of because they're more bloodlust. Like they're more aggro.
The more angry they get, the more power they get. So
that's not really
a
good explanation, but they literally they explain it two different times, two different ways, and it was like, I don't know what a Ray Guy is.
Does it fucking matter?
Aside from the fact that they're just clones. It's just an excuse for them to clone people, and they have a power boost so that it's actually challenging.
But now they have to play the smarts game, which I always feel is very difficult in anime where it's like, are you actually going to be smart about this, or are you just going to pull some asshat trick out?
Yep.
Because, so, I mean, I did think the very beginning of it where they kind of do the – I call it the discovery period in lawyer terms where it's like, oh, what's going on here? This is so weird. That I kind of felt like, guys, please. We as an audience, we know what is going on here. Like,
you're beating us over the head with it.
It's like I can't get into the arc because I know what is going on here. It's like I'm tired of watching Ichigo and Rukia. Something's going on here. This is so weird.
Bring Ichigo to Soul Society.
And they fucking took Yoruichi and were like, hey, fucking idiots. Like, here's what is happening. Like, Yoruichi basically spearheaded. Yeah. He's like, all right, let's get this on the road.
You
Come on.
Can't fucking tell. I mean, they're perfect. And then she goes, she's like, you can't fucking tell. By the way, they're near fucking perfect.
Yeah. Yep.
And I can't even tell how many there are in the world. Yeah. Okay.
But it was also one of those things where I feel like If let's say for some reason Rukia got was replaced with a clone, I feel like Byakuya would have been like, oh yeah, it's not Rukia.
That's not my sister.
I was kind of sad Byakuya is actually like pulled into this. I'm not happy with that.
There are some characters like they very early on start writing people off like boom boom boom. Obviously one of the first ones to go, well, aside from Rengeki and now for whatever reason, they're the example. But after that, Miyuri and Kibachi almost instantly, which stays true to the movies. Wipe them out almost instantly because they ruin
Batman
it.
And Superman, you can't have them in there.
They ruin them immediately, so Yamamoto. They take them out. Yamamoto, they don't explain, by the way. I don't know if you guys caught that.
They said it's going to need all of them or something.
But it doesn't make any sense because the way they're basically setting this up is it's a little bit like, is it Secret Wars, the comic line, where they replace everybody with the Skrulls?
Yeah, Secret Wars.
That's a comic reference.
Skrulls. Yeah. Yes, I thought you said the Skrulls. I'm like, what the fuck?
They replace all the, it's basically kind of like that. They replace all of these people secretly with these clones.
I know Secret Wars, okay?
I'm explaining the audience.
Oh, hi.
Not your dumbass.
You were looking at me.
So we do the Skrull thing, but they don't replace Head Captain Yamamoto. They don't replace Unohana.
Nope.
They don't replace Ukitake, and they don't replace Kyoraku, which you would say are the four main pillars of this Soul Society.
Those guys are fucking OP.
The four main pillars.
It's like they learned nothing from the Zanpakuto
Rebellion.
You know
what? They probably didn't get to our boy.
Who's our boy?
Lightning Boy.
Oh, well, he doesn't matter.
I forgot his name for a split
second. He could literally be either one, and they would just be like, I'm going to report to Head Captain regardless.
Yeah.
Sasukibe, there we go.
But, like, it ruins the – so, basically, they have set it up now where it's kind of like there's a war on two fronts happening.
Yeah.
There's a Soul Society side. There is a real world side.
Yeah.
Because at one point, the bad guy goes into the precipice world and it's like, oh, he owns that place.
Yeah.
We're not going in there. So, they're kind of cut off from each other.
Yeah.
But before that happens, there's a time where Ichigo and Rukia first shows up. And they're like, you're under arrest because we know you did Ichigo. It's like, what is Yamamoto doing? What is Unohana doing?
Yeah.
These guys are all not replaced and they're just going along with this. They're just like, this is a good idea. Let's go.
It was one of those things where they're just, I forget what the term, I don't think it's kangaroo court, but they're making up evidence as they go.
Yeah.
And Yamamoto's like, well, I am an evidence man. Get the Kido cannon.
I think they do show. So they got a little bit weird on the timeline at one point where Kyoraku and Ukitake are talking and they're like, I really don't think Ichigo would be the one because they try to pin on Ichigo.
Yeah. I love how they're the ones that never hang out with Ichigo.
Yeah.
And they're like, he is the
he
pillar.
He is a good boy. Okay, he would never come in here and destroy the fucking building.
But like, even like when they're talking about it, Yamamoto's like, you know, we do owe him a big debt, but that does not clear him from the. It's like, Yamamoto, please for once think with your brain.
I swear to God, the Kido cannon's right outside. He's just ready.
It's just
did
like
he have both his hands?
It's just like I was. I think you were in the bathroom, Jose.
Yeah.
But I was telling Josh, I just felt like the dialogue for some of the characters was weird. Like,
it was very awkwardly written.
It felt awkward on some characters where they felt the need to get kind of like, we need to hit these bullet points of exposition, so we're going to start handing them out to weird characters.
And they didn't realize that it was just a fucking bullet point they were reading instead of a script.
So it's like there were times where it's like someone will, like Josh would be to point out, like the Stealth Force shows up at one point. It's like, oh my God, Ichigo Kurosaki escaped. The guy who planned the whole thing and did all of this. It's like they give you the whole exposition of this line.
Oh, and Rukia Kuchiki, who also assisted him. What?
I fucking didn't know that.
It's like, we understand that. Thank you, please. It's like, please. It's almost like they are thinking their audience or us doesn't have any shred of intelligence and does not remember
the
a single thing that
The attention span does
happened.
Not the matter anymore because it knows it's filler.
What is this podcast? I forgot what the fucking name of this.
Ranting.
And then it's like, same thing with Yamamoto and Unohana. When they were having this whole debate over, like, Mayuri is like, yo, Ichigo attacked us. Kipachi's like, yo, it was Ichigo. But then Unohana's like, I don't think it would be Ichigo, but we should hear him out. Ukitake and Kyoraku's like, I don't think Ichigo would do it either.
Mm-hmm.
And then Captain Commander gets that line where it's like, we owe him a lot, but it's like,
but
we should still pull him in. It's like, you guys are so fucking stupid. It hurts my brain.
Dude, it's almost like they forgot every movie and every filler arc that didn't happen in the manga.
It's like Ichigo has literally been right every single time.
Yeah.
And it's like they treat each encounter like, but maybe this time, though.
I mean, I was thinking that.
Ryoka boy.
Well, it's like when fucking Renji and who else showed up? It was Renji and
when they broke
Ikaku.
Free.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they showed up and they're like, well, we're going to have to fuck you. It's like, did you not see what he did to Aizen? Like, you are not even in a realm that you could get everyone and they would not be in the same realm as
him. They do kind of hint at the fact that, oh, this is so weirdly aligned with the fact that Ichigo's losing his powers and now he's doing this because they do kind of also hit you over the head constantly.
Yeah.
Hey, Ichigo's losing his powers. He's not as powerful. If he uses them too much, he's going to speed up said process. Yeah. So
they Urahara's
bonking you over the head.
He's cool giving you this information.
Or Orihime could maybe like solve this.
Oh,
I think they've pretty much already written that out. Where it's like, nah, that's not.
Why
that's
would
not
we do
thing,
that? That's
know?
Not cool.
It's like it's. She can heal wounds. She can't heal the loss of spiritual pressure. You know, they don't ever fucking tell
you know
what her dumbass power is.
They have fucking God on their side, and they don't use her.
I think it's about time that we talk about something else that they've brought up time and time again, that they beat us over the head, you know, every episode. It felt like every time they got the opportunity, they brought up something about time. And the bad guy, I think his powers may be related to time. I don't know for sure.
I don't know, man.
They're spinning it like a clock.
Yeah, no, I saw it counterclockwise.
Speaking of that, which they... once again knock you over the fucking head 20 times. Yeah, about every other sentence he's using the word time.
It's so bad.
What do you think is Uryu's job in this arc? What do you
I don't know, because he has the whole ending to
that's
himself.
That's another character where they keep fucking forcing him into every encounter.
So, my man's ready for this.
It was right when we switched this types of like Bleach Boys we do where I watched a few episodes with Sam, and it was the episode where Stark showed up and we both went, holy fuck, that just happened.
Yeah.
In my mind, Uryu should be that guy when he's like, oh, shit. Ichigo's not here. And then you see a Quincy arrow go by like, oh, you're fucked, mate. Yeah. That's the rogue guy. He doesn't give a fuck.
So he should be the Sasuke.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
He was cool when the very first fight, he showed up and he saved, kind of, quote, saved the girl. He was cool until he got roasted. That was cool. But I do not need to see him every fight, please, for the love of God.
Yeah.
He keeps showing up. There's been, like, I guess, let's just say two big encounters at this point. He has shown up to save the day in both of them so far.
Also, speaking of things that they beat out everything over the head. Yeah. Like, literally in the last few episodes, Uryu had, like, three moves he was talking about. I don't remember fucking all of what they did. I was in a different room.
So I'm wondering, because obviously the main bad guy's power is time, right?
What?
So what is Uryu's, like, they are using Uryu for some specific reason, because he
Quincy's
is
operate
so
outside
front
of
and
time,
center
boys.
In this thing. So I just wonder, what are we using him for? Like what role is he playing in
this?
Steel
Schneider's going to stop time, boys.
Yeah, Steel Schneider something. Mm-hmm. It's got to be that. Or they know about...
Yuha
Baha.
No, there's no way, because this would be going on the same time the Fullbring arc was going on. There's no way.
Oh, that's true.
So that's why they're doing the filler. There's no way they know that.
They remembered how well the bounce did, and they were like, "Remember, Uryu was such a
he was in love with that woman."
When he showed up to save the girl, I was like, I was thinking, so help me God if he falls in love with her again.
Oh,
so help me God.
She is cute as fuck.
It's
no problem if he did, but yeah, I get you. I get you.
She was like the girl they introduced in this, which is short hair, green colored hair. I was like,
no
eye patch, fine.
But,
fine.
But yes,
and
Sam's
and the
radar.
Animation is like really well done in this part too. It's crazy.
In that first bit with Ishida, he's just like doing all those cool flips, and it's a like downward angle looking up. Oh my God.
So this is not related to Bleach at all, but I have to say, so before we even started watching this, Josh and I, we watched the latest Boruto fight. No spoilers, don't talk about it. But the animation and the fight scene for Boruto / Naruto fights are a million, bajillion, gazillion times better than Bleach fights.
Yep.
It's like not even fucking close.
Well, because they don't talk.
But like they'll do, I don't know. Like they do have the talking segments, you know. They do have them in there. But it's like they pad the fights in, and I'm hoping that is what will happen when Bleach comes back.
Yeah.
Because even One Piece is doing that now. Where
yeah,
it's like they are.
There's a lot of filling.
They are taking the scenes from the manga, and Oda has been like, who's the author? Just in case you didn't know.
Thank you.
He's straight up giving the green light. Like, that is what I want. Like
to fight.
Trust the anime. Like. I don't know. I was
the animators
company,
and the studio.
Like they've worked on it for so long, he has complete faith of them to add this stuff.
Could you imagine getting that announcement?
Yeah.
By the way, the guy that's been doing something
because
for 20 years.
There was a big outrage where they're like, just only adapt the manga, don't add anything. Yeah. And Oda was like, no, it's like the anime should be like
a little bit more
honing
explosive.
It.
Yeah,
like
there's a purpose to transitioning.
Yeah,
to
exactly.
Yeah.
Because with the manga, you're confined to these panels.
Yeah,
you know where I feel like the fights that we're seeing in Bleach, and I would love to be corrected if I'm wrong. Let me know. I feel like they are manga fights where it's like
it'll do
like one or two slashes, then they'll go back to talking. It's like, can we please add cool shit to that, please?
I can't imagine that, like, because Naruto, I think, was bigger than Bleach.
It was.
I want to
say,
I mean,
at this point, 100%.
Yeah. Oh, exactly. Yeah. But I'm just curious if, like, there was no budget for it, because it's so weird.
But the animation is so good.
But for the filler arc.
Yeah.
Not even for that.
That's why I'm saying it. It's like they're setting up, like I said at the beginning of this, they're setting up this perfect, storm where we're like, okay, now we can have all these fights that we could never normally have. and they have been trash so far. Yeah. They've been like a couple of exchanges, and they're like, oh, we need to run and think of a plan.
Yeah.
Or what are we going to do? And then they'll solve it by doing one move. And yeah. It's like, can we just get like some sort of fights?
So what kind of good fights do we actually get out of
the
Breach? Like,
only fight that we have gotten that has been like really well coordinated is the Shuhei fight. The only single one.
Well, what about the Okiura one?
That was good, but there was a lot of talking in
between.
I don't think it was terrible, but
I think
I think we are remembering, or at least I would say it left for me. When I think of the Okiura fight, I have a hard problem separating the beginning of the Hellverse movie.
Yeah, that's
because
true.
That was
fantastic.
Incredible. That was really good. But it's like, yeah, the fight in that one didn't last very long. I remember watching that. I was
two
like,
episodes,
wow. It's like, that was much shorter than I remember, and not as many things happened.
Was there anything? I remember the Kenpachi versus Ichigo, the very first fight was really good too. But that was still talking.
Yeah. It was one slash talk to Zangetsu.
Yeah.
And same sort of thing where it's like, you know, Okiura is fucking Ichigo. I'm going to make you despair. Do a couple things. I'm going to go release form two.
Yeah.
Do a couple more things. Oh, I killed Ichigo.
Yeah.
Then it's like Uryu shows up. Slash, you fucking suck.
Yeah.
Save me, Ichigo.
And then kaboosh.
Yeah. It's like, it's like, I guess what I am asked for is, I want to say the word is coordinated, but that's not like.
Choreographed.
Yeah,
that's the word I'm looking
for.
I want more choreographed fights in this. Yeah. Like, I want to see a fight instead of a. /talk/talk/talk sort of.
Yeah, because I, you know what? That's probably what happened is they didn't adapt to have fights and choreograph stuff, and they thought, oh shit, you know, we need to stay so true to the manga because the bounce happened, so we can't deviate too hard.
Do you think it's because at the time Bleach was supposed to be airing very consecutively, so they didn't have enough time to fill it in?
But no, I would say that's the opposite of what is happening because. How long are these filler arcs that they're doing? They should be taking that as an opportunity to go like, oh, let's pad the fuck out of this shit.
Yeah.
Let's make these fights badass.
So what I would say is they're probably chewing through a shit ton of manga material. I know for the anime stuff, like what we're watching right now is filler, but like they probably chewed through because it's all the talking. There's no actual fight. The Hallible fucking hits a guy. That was awful.
Yeah.
That was the worst
That's
fight.
What I'm saying. They should have filled that shit out.
Yeah.
Like they should have made that fight really cool. Like when we went back and watched that, you know, the Espadas were still really fucking cool, especially the top three, really fucking cool. But the fights were shit. They were so shite, and it's like, and they could have been made so much better.
Yeah.
But it's like they spend so much time like dodging and talking, and it's like we don't ever get to see these like two super powered beings really go at it.
It's you know, so as like a musician, one of the things is to be able to talk while you're playing. So I think that's what they're trying to say. is that they're so good at what they're doing that. They're trained. They can talk and have a full conversation.
Is his name Hachi, the keto visor? Was another good fight. Whereas, like,
he was pretty cool.
Where he actually did the cool shit.
But I think that's not a fair one to, because they could just pull out whatever the fuck they wanted.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah.
And it's like, obviously, that's also like they didn't exactly stray from the manga on that one. But it was like that they at least, like, here's some cool moves.
Yeah.
Isn't that cool? Look how badass he is.
Yeah, exactly.
Instead, it's like it wasn't a slow, I don't know. Bleach is paced differently from obviously Naruto and One Piece.
And there's an appeal to that. I don't think it's the nature of the beast.
But I feel like these big fights, like when we get to the Espada fights and all this stuff happening, where I wish we got to see more
action than talking.
It's
almost.
Like it would have been so much more impactful if the, you know, fucking when Hallible gets slashed by Aizen, if she put up some badass fight.
Yeah, exactly.
And it was like, damn, okay. Yeah. And then Aizen just like, wank.
Glaxer.
Like, that would have been, oh, shit, okay.
What you have to do is you have to be like, oh, wow, she's been fucking up Hitsugaya this whole time. You have to make that canon, like,
you have to make it feel real.
Yeah,
it's stupid.
And it's like, that's kind of what I'm hoping with this, but it's like, so far the fights have not been that. It's like, it's still to this day, and I would say part of that is they're probably trying to stay true to kind of like the theme, like the kind of the style of the fights they've been having going on before. But I wish they would try something different, you know?
Yeah.
Like, that's why I don't know how making a filler arc works. Obviously, none of us do. We've not been in the animation industry. But I just wish, in my mind, I would assume, oh, we're going to do a filler arc where we pretty much have free reign. I don't know how involved T.J. Kubo is in a lot of this. But it's like, oh, we get kind of semi-free reign.
Yeah.
Let's try, like, some fun stuff. Let's do something. Let's,
exactly.
Let's do some cool fights. Let's do some mismatches. And that's what I'm hoping with
this
arc.
And this would be the arc to do it, too. Because this is the fucking giddy switching people's opponents thing.
Yeah.
And like,
I mean, we saw
Zoraki
a little bit of it
Zoraki.
Right now, too, with, was it Omida?
By the way...
Yeah, go ahead.
I hate fucking Omida, but that was the best fucking fight ever. Yeah.
You love handsome Omida.
He's awesome. Yeah. And it's like, who's that guy over there? I didn't want to be you. Fucking ugly, dude. Like,
the Omida versus Omida is so good. And
you can do that?
They fucked him in both the Zombucto Rebellion arc and this one.
Just that's
both
right.
Absolutely fucking. He's so good. And he's just like, he's the perfect character because he's the really cocky guy, whereas like within Secret Daniel, he's a loser. But like, he's so fucking good. And it's just like, he brings the right amount of humor to it where it's like, okay, that's really funny. Like,
yeah.
I love when they had him captured and they're like, oh, we finally fucking got you because we're smart. And then he's like, fucking Kido. I can't do that.
Like, his exact words? I didn't know I could do that.
It's stupid.
It's so good.
I want to see him try it later on and just blow himself up.
Yeah, and I would like to. I would like more backstory on that. Yeah. If they took an Omida episode, this would be the one I would.
I hope so far. So by the way they set up the fights in the Rhaegar, they've kind of been almost all of the Rhaegai people have been. I want to fight myself.
Yeah.
Which I think is going to be so incredibly boring if this is how it's going to go. If it,
Jiraki's the only one I want to watch.
Yeah, that one would be good. Yeah. But with the way the, like, let's fight ourselves fights go, it's usually just like we're going to chip away at each other until, like, I'm the original. I'm going to win. And then the original wins.
And then I swear to God, you're going to hear, brother, my brother. And then fucking Ichigo's going to let down one tier and Rukia gets, like, slammed between two fucking lightning bolts. I don't know.
The arc can go 50-50 shot, all right? It either goes where they do fun fights, or it goes where they were going to fight each other, and then I'm bored out of my mind. I'm bored out of my mind.
It's good.
I've heard good things about it as well.
But the Zanpakuto Rebellion arc fucked us, because it was so damn good from the get-go, and you're like, damn, this is going to be fucking fire.
And then the end.
And I know we're teetering right now.
We are really on a tightrope, and it's like, which way are we going to go?
First episode, we got Bane bad guy smirk. Like, I wasn't even in the room, and the guy's like, oh, yeah, he smirked. It's like, fuck, really? Like,
well, you knew immediately, like, they're in the fucking research and development team, and there's one new guy there with, like,
who's really that guy? Animated.
Like, wow, oh, I wonder who the bad guy is. That's interesting.
Akon doesn't know him.
Which they, like, I don't know what Akon is doing. Like,
he's out of the fucking loop.
I like him, but it's like they've really, like, just dumbed him down. Like,
I don't know. I just don't know.
Hey, what's with the new getup? Oh no.
Yeah, it's just like, oh, okay, cool, love that. And I don't get, like, I think so they use this character. I don't know what his name is. There's this character in the research development team. He's
the chubby
really
dude.
Big chubby dude.
Oh yeah.
So I don't know if you guys remember in the very first arc. So he's the one who I think finds Rukia.
Yeah.
He finds Rukia's Gigai in the human world. And he makes a specific request that when she does get executed, he wants her Gigai to do stuff with. I don't know why we keep using that character. Like, why are we allowing that character to be in here?
I think this is pre-Me Too.
Like, it's just weird where it's like, even like Rukia sends him a message and obviously she doesn't know, but it's like, that's a little weird. That's like, the guy who wanted your dead body was like the guy that we're communicating with.
But I mean, to juxtapose that, we have Mayuri, who's just equally, like, more fucked up, but we know he's going to be fucked up in a different way.
I would say Mayuri's intentions are purely scientific
in
nature, where his it was purely being a weirdo.
He's just a pervert.
And it was like, we're just okay. And like that, he made that as a request. Like, it's not like it's a secret.
Here's the fucking form.
Like,
I signed everything on my end, guys, please.
So it was a little weird. And it's just like, when I saw him still kicking around, I was like, oh, we're bringing this character back. I was like, that's cool. I'm glad we just swiped that, like, we sweeped that under the carpet. Just like, forget about that.
Oh, he's the horny guy, right?
Yeah.
He's just full of them.
Yeah, it's just like, okay, sure. But I so far, we've watched five episodes, very first five episodes of the Rhaegar arc.
The last episode
good
was the best.
So far.
I like it so far.
I'm okay with it,
I'm just very cautious about this going forward.
I was very gratifying to see within the first episode, Captain's meeting.
Yes.
Like, everyone thought it's like, oh, we've got this. It's like,
Captain's meeting.
They had a few funny scenes where it's like, the Captain's meeting was really good. When they have the other meeting, and Ichigo's room was really good.
Yes.
Any of the parts of the Maida was really good. Yeah. They have the funny scenes in there. They really do. I think one of the last things I want to bring about this arc is, I feel like they don't know what to do with Ishin. He's kind of like the elephant in the room that they're not talking about.
Yeah, because he would talk to a lot of them.
Yeah.
He said it right away. He's like, oh, why doesn't Kon just tell Ishin right away?
Like, when he's having all the problems with, like, the people showing up to the house, like,
and he's in the fucking series.
Yes.
Ishin would know about all of it.
They use him as a gag joke for him being in the bathroom, so he's there. It's like, was nobody going to, like, ask Ishin, like, what's up with him?
I would love it, because, like, when we go to, like, the pool at my house, my dad kind of makes an appearance, and everyone fucking loses their goddamn mind. I would love it if he walks in and is like, so, you guys had to use your Shikai and Bankai against Aizen? Fucking chubs.
You guys don't even know what I got.
But it's just like, I just wonder, you know, like, what is the official ruling on Ishin? Because this is canonically supposed to be a month after this fight. So it's like, are they just all turning a blind eye to Ishin?
How does
like,
he have seven fucking captains in his boys' room? Yeah. And he's just like, I'm going to take a shit.
He obviously knows. But it's like, that's why I was thinking, like, so Cone 100% obviously knows that he, you know, Ishin knows Cone exists. Cone knows Ishin exists. He was one of the first ones to fucking
figure that out. He's
referred
to him by name before.
So it's like, he knows that. You would surely think if you were Cone and like some emergency was happening, like the mystery girl you were watching just disappeared, Soul Reaper show up to the house demanding to see mystery girl, you would probably get Ishin involved, especially if you were kind of like, I'm going to call him a coward, but you know, Cone is like brave, but like a coward like Cone, you would assume
he's
he'd be
cowardly.
Like,
he's
Mr.
not
Kurosaki,
a coward.
Mr. Kurosaki.
Exactly. He did that shit though. Remember when he lost the girl to the fake Rangiku?
Yeah.
And he's just like, hey, all these fucking extremely strong people, I'm not going to tell you jack shit. I'm going to run after this girl who, he's fighting Rangiku, so I mean, like, he could have an odd against her. But, like, for real, though, he should have said, hey, I lost the girl, come help me. Instead, he has to fucking get stabbed, which is kind of a sad scene.
I mean, Ichigo knew, so he just followed
closely. It comes down to the communication not being key here.
Exactly.
You know? They would solve so many problems.
What happened was that they were
about
watching.
Communication, and they do us like this.
They were watching, you know, they were just watching from the, they're like, let's let him get a couple nicks in. And,
but it's
know.
Like, you would assume that even, like, Ichigo would get there faster. That's like even a thing.
Yeah, that's
like,
his thing. He's supposed to be fast. Because
Cone wasn't even in Ichigo's body. It was just in a stuffed animal. It was like, you surely could have just told one of them and you would have got there instantly.
Exactly. And I would also say the way this happened, because we have to make headcanon for this show.
Sure.
They're walking back and like, wow, that was a really strange Cone. And then like the fucking lightning bolt hits Ichigo in the brain. He's like, fuck, he didn't have the girl with her. Oh, shit. And then they fucking flew over there. But they had to walk for like 5, 10 minutes.
Yeah, they walked. Yes. They did a fast walk.
They had to hide Rangiku's gi guy.
Okay, in Josh's weird corner of what the fuck,
always such a shit segment.
Does Cone have actual pain receptors, and does he have taste buds, and what the fuck?
I think it's
they
just
put pepper in his
comedic.
Mouth. Yeah, they just pick and choose this
shit?
Yeah,
I think it's just comedic, so. Yeah.
Cool.
Because, they also, like, whenever Ichigo takes out the thing, he wipes it off and shit.
That's right.
They've shown he has stuffing inside of him. So it's like, it's not like he's slobbery, but it's like.
I wanted to cry when he was getting cut up, but the squeaks were really fucking moving.
When he was running.
I love the commitment to the squeaks. Like, everything he does just has a squeak that follows him around.
Yeah.
Like, okay.
I just saw him get up. I'm like, yeah, you do this, Cone. I don't normally like you squeaks.
Yeah.
Fuck, man, you are not being taken seriously at all.
Yeah, I mean, they do. So there is one character that they kind of, like, hint at possibly being story related. There's a guy in a wheelchair that's in a prison cell the main bad guy goes to visit. I'm going to assume it's probably like the girl's brother, maybe. Because he did look kind of similar to it. I don't know who that character is. I'm sure we'll see later.
Yeah,
but we'll fucking see
something, hopefully.
Yeah, unless it's the bad guy and he's in the wheelchair and he created a gi guy of himself.
A ray guy.
Ray guy.
Yeah, come on. They're using Ray guys.
Sorry, Ray guys.
I also liked how Yorichi had to write it down for us. Yeah. It's like, thank you. Yeah. I know
how many captains had to take on her?
A lot.
Oh, yeah, she's god tier.
She's fucking beast.
Yeah,
love
I mean, it's to be expected, which you don't see her again, by the way. So what the fuck happened to her?
Yeah, well.
She sacrificed herself, Sam, okay?
The main bad guy did say she's dying for this.
But, like, okay, think about that part, right? So think about the part where Yodoichi and, you know, Ichigo and Ruki, they all escaped for the first time.
Yeah.
We know in later information that Head Captain Yamamoto was still good, Jiraku was still good, Unohana was still good. What are they doing when this is happening? Nobody is thinking, hey, that's weird.
So you see, the Soul Society is a big place.
But they would surely sense the fact that Yodoichi is starting to fuck everybody up. Like, they would surely sense that.
And she's been there for, like, a few fucking weeks or that. Yeah, okay.
And, like, she's been pretty straightforward, like, even more so than Urahara. Yodoichi's been pretty straightforward about helping them constantly. Yeah. Constantly helping them. And you would think they would figure that out, or Yodoichi would go to Yamamoto and be like, hey, just a heads up, those are Ray guys.
Yeah.
So I don't know about you guys, but.
What? Yeah.
It's like, just. You think, even if Yamamoto was.
She would flash step there.
Even if Yamamoto was a Ray guy, you think you would still at least. Try your luck. Hey, I think they're Ray guys. Just a heads up.
Actually, no, that's a bad point because if she did show up, Yamamoto's just like.
Summon the cannon.
See, I was. Yeah, exactly. She's trying to fucking run away and then get Kido cannon. Mm. I was going to say it would have been fucking hilarious if she did get to Yamamoto. He was the real Yamamoto and he's just like, okay, I got this. And then fucking a couple episodes later, Byakuya shows up. it was Ichigo's thing. Yep. Oh, I'm going to have a captain's meeting, and then anybody that's saying it's fucking Ichigo,
yeah.
Stab.
Yeah, they're going to do individual interviews. Yeah.
It's like, why is there only four captains? Just, yeah. I have them doing missions. By the way, this entire burning building is going to be killing you.
Don't worry about the smell.
It's the communication thing again. It's like, she would have had to
There's something
like,
wrong with those hell butterflies.
Yeah, she would have had to tell any of the main four, like, you know, Kiraku, Nohana, Ukitake, and they could have sorted it out. They could have sorted it out really quick. That's like that thinking squad.
Mm-hmm. I did. I skipped out for a second. I think it was making like a coffee or something. Mm-hmm. But it was when Unohana and Isane were walking up to the gate. Yeah. I thought Unohana was a bad person.
Yeah, I did too.
Yeah, because she's like, don't go up there.
No.
I did too. Yep. And then you find out later, apparently not.
Because she's the thinking squad.
They're also like, all the ones who we don't know who their Bankais are. So.
Yep.
Oh, fuck. We didn't even know what the fucking Zanpakuto Rebellion arc was for
and
her.
I don't get. I guess,
the hooded figure.
We know.
I guess I don't understand how do the Rei guys use their powers? I'm going to assume it's never explained. It's just
because they know how to use their swords.
Shut the fuck up.
Shut
the fuck up.
You just accept that is a thing, apparently. But it's like, what would happen if, like, I don't know. I guess we're going to not see a Rei guy of Kiraku or Unohana or any of these other people because all of the other Rei guys have been pretty gung-ho about using Bankai and stuff.
Yeah.
So the only one that has been...
Yeah, Ikkaku's.
Yeah,
the only one that has been mysteriously adverse to using their own power is Yumichika's.
Yep.
Yeah,
that's the only one
that's
mysteriously
blade.
Not uses powers.
Yeah, I wonder why he... Because
It would ruin the canon. They're trying to blend into canon. They can't have...
But even in the Zanpakuto Rebellion arc, he was just like, I'm going to fucking do it, bitch. Yep. I'm going to fucking do it.
Well, that one was not like... Didn't try to be canon. Yeah. You know?
Oh,
that was like
true.
In another
world.
This
in
one is trying to be the canon route. So if like they were to use that in the open, it'd be like, you would have to somehow fix the canon. Where it's like, why does everybody know about your power already? It's like, that's weird.
Okay, fair. I'll allow that.
So it's like, it's just another one of those things where they can't, because they're not doing an actual Elseworlds story this time, they can't fucking do that.
I would just love if they just maybe don't have Yumichika anymore.
It was weird when he showed up, because like, so far, like the Ikkaku clone was pretty prevalent.
Yeah.
And then same thing with the Shuei clone, and they were like, hey, what's up? And then you see it's like Yumichika and Omaida's there. It's like, that's kind of weird. And it's like, Well, the first time we ever saw Yumichika was that fight. Like, they just added him literally to have him show up. Yeah. It was like, that's kind of weird.
What was super stupid is they fucking backpedaled on Shuei being afraid of a Shikai again. Remember, like, are you still afraid? And then he fucking releases it.
Well, they didn't backpedal on it. He wasn't using it, so
he just doesn't like to use it.
I just don't get that, though. He was pretty gung-ho about using it already. Like, he was fine using it when he was fighting Tosen. Like, I get
he had to.
Yeah.
But, like... These guys are clearly fucking you up, and he can't honestly expect himself to be on par with his Shikai version, right?
Well, he could, you know.
God damn, the balls on him.
I mean, even fucking Ikkaku is fighting himself Bankai, not in Bankai.
Yep.
But I feel like that's one of those ones where, like, when we saw the Zanpakuto Rebellion arc, it's like, oh, he would lower his level to fight with him on par.
So you're okay with Ikkaku keeping his standards.
Because
Ikkaku
is fucking...
But not okay with the cool 69 guy keeping his standards.
I see what you're doing here.
Yeah.
You're taking reverse logic.
Yeah.
Fuck you, one.
Well, yeah,
two,
I just you're cherry picking. You're
Ikkaku's
like,
the one with like the weird like I have to do it this way.
Shuei has that too.
Yeah, I guess so.
He has that same thing. It's like Ikkaku always wants to fight, and then Shuei's like, I don't want to use my sword. And then you're like, well, it's okay for Ikkaku, but it's not okay for Shuei.
You know what? Okay, fair, because I've seen Ikkaku in every goddamn fucking filler arc, and I'm fucking
he's in
beaten over the goddamn head with it.
I wish he was one of the ones in Thousand Year Blood War that got a new Zanpakuto. Like,
oh my god, he'd be so much better. Why couldn't they fix this? His is still broken.
His is up there. Is his the first one we see? So him and Byakuya, I think, are the two. Well, and let's add it's a guy as well.
Too, yeah.
They use their Bankai so fucking much.
Yeah.
Like, we see it almost every fight, and they get. And, well, specifically, let's just say Hitsugaya and fucking Ikkaku, they get clapped constantly.
Yep.
They go Bankai, they get clapped.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, well, this, like. They are overplayed. So overplayed.
I mean, technically, we do get a new one for Hitsugaya. Ikkaku got shafted.
Well, yeah, that's why I said I wish Ikkaku got one. I know Hitsugaya gets bullshit power.
Mm-hmm. This must have been like thought of like these things of like the 90s where you could lose your job for being bad at it and then literally walk to another place and get a job within 2 seconds.
The same thing.
Like, we're sitting here worried about getting fired constantly. I know you may not be, but I'm always worried about that shit. These guys are getting clapped every fucking time they get into a goddamn fight, and Yamamoto's like, it's okay, bud. It's okay. I'm disappointed, but it's okay.
You're all good.
You're still captain because we ain't got nobody to fucking take your place.
Yeah.
Let's get the Vizards in here.
Well, it's like, you think I would love to see the meeting where it's like, okay, well, we're going to do an after-battle report on the Aizen fight. Why didn't you guys use your fucking powers?
Yes.
Let's go ahead and run that down really quick.
Central 46. No, that's bullshit. We already removed
Shuhei, we heard he had a Bankai from a novel.
Well, it's like, they know.
Explain.
They, like... Yamamoto, at the very least, 100% knows everybody's Bankai, okay? Because they have to do the interview to even become the captain. So he knows. It's like, I'd be going down that fucking list and be like, okay, we could have used that in this situation here. Yeah. So what is the reasoning for not doing that?
Sasakibe could literally hold that book. And he'd just be like, I'm going to walk around and just flip that fucker open. He's the nanao to Yamamoto.
Yeah. Yes. And it's just like, it doesn't make much sense. And it's like, that's why it's kind of weird now to get into this battle royale sort of thing where it's like, we're not going to let people use their bankais or use their powers. It's
We never touched on Nanao actually being one of the first people to get turned into a Reigai.
He said that right away.
But she has fuck nothing to provide, right?
Well, she's really good at Kido. Good. Everybody else using Kido.
That's fair.
Omida uses Kido and is
a level 65 Kido, man.
Oh, God. They,
if she's even more powered up, her Kido's going to be insane.
Why isn't Izuru fucking clapping cheeks, though?
He gets wrecked. That's where we end on is Izuru
coming back.
Well, he was there earlier.
It was him and Rukia, right?
Yeah, Izuru and Rukia are showing up next.
Because they're like, oh, yeah, remember Nanao can't do shit, so we're going to throw in Rukia.
Yeah, they're having a side captain's meeting. We basically had double the captain's meetings now, so it's really great.
This could be
the best arc because we get two captain's meetings.
Yeah.
How can you beat that?
But you guys did bring up the Vizards. Like, what are they doing? Are they not becoming captains? Is that something
they're
that happens?
They're fucking Ishin hanging out. I don't fucking know.
Does that go into the Fullbring arc, though? Do they become captains then?
I don't think they even mentioned them in Fullbring. Not that I can remember.
Okay, this is just going purely off of memory, so I'm probably 100% wrong. I don't think they are captains at that point in the Fullbringer.
It's not until the end.
I think so. I think it happens sometime after that. I don't know, though. I have no fucking idea.
I think you're right. So, I think it's way later.
It could happen like after Ichigo loses powers and gets them back. That's when it'll show like,
oh, Rose is over there.
Like another recap where it's like, oh, here's what's happening now. It's like in the Soul Society. Isn't that fun?
Yeah.
I don't really remember, though. Yeah. So we'll see when we get there at the end after we finish the Reigai arc and then the fucking Fullbring arc. So exciting times ahead.
Very much.
Let us know what you guys think. Of course, don't try and spoil the arc for us, please, for the love of God. I'd be interested to see what it actually is going to be like and see which side of the fucking rope we're going to fall on. And of course, let us know. Let us know what you guys thought. If you guys are watching along, I would love to hear your first initial thoughts for the first 5 episodes because it seemed like it's going to be good, but you know, we don't know yet. Of course, be sure to leave a like and subscribe. We'll be back with a new video every Friday going through 5 more episodes at least for the new Bleach series. When I say the new for us.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And we will see you guys then. Thanks for watching, everybody.
Introducing WonderSuite from Bluehost.com, the tool that makes WordPress wonderful for everyone. Website creation is hard, but now with Bluehost, you can answer a few simple questions about your business and goals, and the WonderSuite tools will automatically lay out your WordPress website or store in minutes. Seriously. From there, you can customize your design, pick your brand colors, and add blocks. No custom theme or coding required. You'll get content suggestions that you can keep or revise. And with Yoast SEO built in, we automatically help you get found in search engines. From step-by-step guidance to suggested plugins to an AI-powered help bot, our built-in tools make WordPress wonderful for everyone. Whether you're a beginner or a pro, you can join over 2 million Bluehost users. Go to bluehost.com/wondersuite. That's bluehost.com/wondersuite.
When you visit Arizona, time is measured in moments, not minutes. Like the moment your work stress disappears as you kayak through the canyons. Or the moment you discover the life-changing effects of prickly pear chocolate. But nothing beats the moment you see the Grand Canyon for the very first time. Visit a new state of mind. Learn more at hereyouareaz.com.